It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. Well, in our marine weather forecast, we have an active weather pattern returning today as the first in a series of Pacific frontal systems moves across our waters. Now, that term active weather in meteorology implies movement and change, and while sunny weather tends to involve more stable high-pressure systems, low-pressure active weather, like we're going to be having now, involves rain, wind, pressure changes, and so it's called active in weather terminology. Today's marine forecast includes west winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting to 20 early in the morning, wind waves from the west 3 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 8 feet at 12 seconds, and showers are back in the forecast. So let's take a look at our ship schedule for today, and then later in the program, I want to answer a listener question about Toyotas coming to this country from Japan on car carriers. They had a question about that. But let's start out with our ship schedule for the day. We have three inbounders, the Oki Ulf. She's a petroleum tanker arriving from Tacoma, headed for Portland. She's delivering that refined petroleum to Portland. She passed Astoria around 2:30 a.m. and will be in Portland by about 8:30 a.m. And this name, the Oki Ulf, has been on the schedule recently when it wasn't there before. And so it kind of shows you, if you are a person who follows the ship schedule, you'll see certain names show up with regularity, and some ships will come here and be here for quite a while on a regular basis, bringing cargo in or taking it out. You know, you'll see them once a week for a while, and then they'll disappear. Maybe they'll come back. So some of our ships are repeats for sure, and you'll see that with the car carriers and with some of the container ships and even with some of the bulk carriers. So you get to notice the regulars after a while. But then this ship may just go on another cargo run and be gone from here maybe forever, or it may come back in a few months or become a regular that comes in once a week. Next inbound is the Four Butterfly, arriving from Long Beach, California, headed for the Longview Anchorage. She's going to be picking up pet coke for export at the port of Longview. She'll pass Astoria around 8:30 a.m. and be in Longview around noontime. And the CSL Coasec is arriving from Mexico, headed for Rainier. She is delivering gypsum, which is a powdery mineral substance, to the U.S. gypsum plant in Rainier, which is just opposite Longview, a little bit downriver from the bridge there in Longview across the Columbia. She'll pass Astoria around 8 p.m., and she will be in Rainier by about 11:30 p.m. And she belongs to Canadian Shipping Lines. That's what CSL means in her name. In our outbounders, we have the Harvest Leader heading out of Vancouver. Subaru's on board there, leaving around 5 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 a.m. The Sigma Pioneer is scheduled to leave Vancouver from a lay berth there, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. A lay berth is a place where a ship goes when it's probably not handling cargo, could be changing crews or have some other reason to be in port other than particularly handling cargo. And that's where I think this ship might be for this particular run. The African Petrel is leaving Portland, soda ash on board, leaving around 2 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. The Global Discovery is leaving Longview carrying logs, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Flag Xanis is leaving Longview carrying wheat, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Esperance Bay is leaving Longview, could have brought in wind turbine parts, not quite sure. She could also be carrying logs out. If you see her go by, you'll be able to tell immediately if she's got logs on board because you'll see them stacked on deck. Leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 8:30 p.m. And the Global Eternity is leaving Portland. Her cargo is cement, leaving around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have 7 ships there. They are all awaiting orders. They are all waiting to pick up cargo, and they will go upriver when a berth opens up for them, when they pass inspections. There could be a number of things that are going on out in the anchorage there with ships being inspected and dealing with paperwork and other protocols that foreign flagships do when they come in here. But ultimately, those ships will all go upriver to pick up cargo. And they are the Miyama, the Amalfi, the Alexandra KPN, the Isabel M, the Zola, the Giorgizzi, and the Stability. So I got an interesting question from a listener who asked in regard to a car carrier arriving with Toyotas bound for Portland from Japan, why we were importing Toyotas when they are already made in the U.S. And I thought, okay, this would be a good opportunity to talk about the global economy in which we live, whether we live in the U.S. or other countries, and how many things we use daily are made globally. First of all, about those Toyotas. I've been doing this show for over 20 years, and all of that time, and well before that, Toyotas have been coming into the U.S. from Japan. So this is nothing new. What people may not know is that cars may have a country of origin in that a particular country is where the parent company is, but cars of different brands, including American cars, are manufactured all over the world. For instance, Toyotas are manufactured in Japan, yes. They are also made in the U.S. in various factories. They are also made in other countries as well, such as the U.K., Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, France, Belgium, and the Czech Republic, to name some, but not all of them. So let's just take a look at the big car dealerships around here in Clatsop County locally besides Toyota. Let's start with Kia. Kia has 4 manufacturing plants in South Korea. That's the home country of the company that owns Kia. And they have additional plants in China, India, Japan, Mexico, Slovakia, the U.S., and Vietnam. Let's look at Ford. Ford has manufacturing operations worldwide, including in the United States, Canada, Mexico, China, India, the United Kingdom, Germany, Turkey, Brazil, Argentina, Australia, and South Africa. And Chevrolet. GM operates manufacturing facilities in 35 countries, including Brazil, Canada, Mexico, China, and Japan. We saw a car carrier come into the Columbia just recently with Chevrolets on board, made in China, delivered from China to here. So these vehicles are sold all over the world in other countries, and they are sold here in the U.S. And that doesn't even get into the complicated issue of where individual car parts are made, which is also international. So the idea that a car, even one that is manufactured here in the U.S., is made with U.S.-made parts is probably not realistic anymore. This outsourcing of manufacturing is not new. It's been happening for decades. And the bottom line is that we live in a global economy, and that really is the truth of it. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. You'll find ship schedules and a podcast of this program on my website at shipreport.net. Ship Report podcasts also on Apple and Spotify. You'll find marine weather and links to ship schedules and more on my Ship Report Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. We'll be right back.